Started last week, L'chadoidi, L'kratkala. We spoke about the second half, what the Tmei Shabbos that we're going to be metabol is. Let's go back to the beginning of L'chadoidi, L'kratkala. First way, as we said, the end of last week's shir, is that Kala is Knesset Yisrael, Doidi is the Riveni Shalom, as it says in all of Shir Shirim, Klapi the Shechina Agdoisha, the Lashon of Doidi, and Yiv Doidi ve Doidi Li, Lachad Doidi Likras Kala. And as we mentioned, the Shem Shmuel Zahara, that Klal Yisrael seems to be first, because we think Lachad Doidi Likras Kala, that the Doidi should go to the Kala that's already ready, and to the Kala that's already prepared to accept the Doidi. So maybe we should try to understand how a person can say such words, Ki'ilu, we are already a Kala, ready for the Ribbono Shel Olam, and ready for the Zivuk, for the Nerdikis Kashrus that becomes between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam Shabbos. There's all different dargis of connection that we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam. There are dargis that we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam, as it says in the Torah, Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem, but the Chidah brings in the name of the Rechaim HaKadosh. We don't have the Rechaim HaKadosh. The Chidah brings it b'shmoi, that Mikzeh Shvachai B'lufana Vein Oimrim Kulei Shvachai. And the Shvach of Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem is only Mikzeh Shvachai. Our Shvach is much greater than Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. So even though on Shabbos we are called Bonim, but there is a much greater Shvach and a much greater connection to Ribbono Shel Olam than Bonim. So let us repeat a word which we have said many times in reference to this verse of the Rechaim HaKadosh, but always this kedai to repeat things and to become more and more ingrained in us. Bereishis bara alikim, Bereishis b'shvil Yisrael shenikru Bereishis. In the word Bereishis there are three nekudas, a shva, a tzere, and a chirik. None of us would ever put ourselves to think why these three nekudas, what do these nekudas mean? But before the Melchama, when Adam Gadol Admiyed called Rav Shem. Rav Shem lived in Kruke. He was an enik of the Megala Mukais. He was killed by the Nazis. Yimach Shemam V'zichram Hashem Yinkam Dami. He writes it over Nifla. If Bereishis means Bishul Yisrael Shenikru Reishis, then in that word we see the connection of Klal Yisrael to Ribbono Shel Olam. A Shva is a Nekuda above, a Nekuda is a Bchina of Ben. A tzere is a pchina, already a greater pchina, achesi, kaviyachal, on the same level. But the greatest pchina is tamosi, that we become nisachet with the Ribbono Shel Olam as one, and that's the chirik. So three connections, say in the first pasuk, in the Bereishis, in the first word, says three connections that a person has with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The greatest connection being tamosi, that's the connection be'etzem of chos and kala, a zivug of becoming one. The touch of a zivuk kaviyachol is two halves, as the Apsarov writes in Oyev Yisrael on the Indian of machtzis hashekel. Why do we give a machtzis hashekel? He says because we're one half, and kaviyachol is the other half, and we connect into being one, into being tamosi, into being a shekel hasholim. So Shabbos, that's the two pchalak gufa is kaviyachol, the two halves that connect and become one with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the dag of kala. So how do we do that darga of kala? What is the darga of kala taka that we do? What is the way that we become a kala? What does it mean? So we'll use the Shem Shmuel in Parshas Yisrael, Mishnas Tov Resh Ayin Zayin. It says that kala, it means a lotion of klois anefesh. Just like Chazal tell us on the pasuk Vayiten El Moshe Ki Chaleisei, the Chazal tell us Shenim Sira Atayra Ki Kala Lachosem. And it says, why was it called Kikala Lachosen? Because of the reason that it says in Pasuk in Tehillim, Kol Sa Nafshi, a lashon of Kleis HaNefesh, a lashon of Tshuka. That's the Darga of Kala. True, Klal Yisrael, Taka, is far from prepared to become a Kala Kaviyachol, to say Lachadoidi Likras Kala. But you know what the Darga of Kala that we do have? We have Shabbos, when it comes Shabbos, we become Molei Tshuka to Ribbono Shel Olam. We know the Baal Shem's Kasha. It says, Vayinofash, Vayovdo Nefesh. The Gemara says from there, we know that a person has a Neshama Yisera. Asks the Baal Shem HaKadosh, so brings the Chayza in the name of the Baal Shem. Why is it that we say Vayinofesh Erev Shabbos? The Chayza, the Yisayda of the Nefesh, Vay of the Nefesh, is when it goes away, when we take the Reach to be Meshiv the Nefesh, not on Erev Shabbos. Why do we say Vayinofesh on Erev Shabbos? The Heiliges HaSemes says that when it comes Shabbos, you feel a Muradik and Nefesh to Reivishta. Nefesh is a Loshon of Erotzin. And Yesh Es Nafshechem. You know what happens when it comes Shabbos suddenly, Ben Ashmosh is right by the Shkia, comes Shabbos, a Yid starts to feel a Muradik and Chukka to Reivishta. Gitter Ashraya Reis, Vay! Of the Nefesh, all week I didn't have this Chukka. He realizes what he lost the whole week. When it comes Shabbos, he realizes what he lost, what he doesn't have all week. He should really have such a nirudik and chukka to the Eibishter. And I don't have it all week. And suddenly Shabbos, I feel different. I feel a klesa nefesh to the Eibishter. I feel a chukka to the Eibishter. I feel a rotzin to the Eibishter. Thus is the kala. Thus is the koyach from kala. That a Yid is able to say kala. You know why a Yid is able to say kala? Because of his klois ha-nefesh to the Eibishter, to his chukka to the Eibishter. So that is the Eirus that he has when he comes Shabbos, and he feels an ishtoikikus to the Eibishter, feels a rotzen to the Eibishter. The rotzen of Yid has Shabbos, he can't have a whole week. The retainers of a Yid to the revenge from Shabbos are a different rotzen. And that's the nekuda of why we are Magadim. We take it can be Magadim, but the rotzen of us is Magadim. We have a meridike chukka, a meridike rotzen, and that's what we say, l'chot doidi l'kras kala. Doidi is a lashon of ahava. Ahava comes from your chukka, your ma'ir ahava to revenge shalom. The more we have kala, the more we have klesh ha-nefesh, the more we're ma'ir chukka. Maybe it's kedai to say over, if so, a connection, a word of the Imra Emes in Bereshis, Tav Resh Ayin Zayin also, a meridike word of the Imra Emes. The Imra Emes says, Tosfos Shabbos. Meridike zach, a yid could be moisef on Shabbos. Where do you get the koyach to be moisef on Shabbos? You make Shabbos, but it has to come down. Shabbos comes from Shemayim. Shabbos is the Kedusha that comes from Shemayim. You know, when a Yid is Moisef Shabbos, because he has a Chukka to Shabbos. Why is he Yid Moisef Shabbos? Because he has a Chukka. So he starts bringing Shabbos earlier and earlier. Zok the Eibishta, I'm going to come against you. Thus is Lachod Doibi Likiras Kala. We were Magnum Shabbos, so we were Magnum Shabbos. Zok the Eibishta, Lachod Doibi Likiras Kala. For our Chukka coming. Come down and come bring down the Kedusha Shabbos. So that the Kedusha of Tosfos Shabbos, the Koyach of Tosfos Shabbos lies in the Lachadoidi Likras Kala. But we can find another Neuridik Nekuda in the Nekuda of Likras Kala to understand what lies in Likras Kala. We know that a person is made up of a guf and a neshama. Person has a guf and a neshama. What is a person's avodah? What is a person's avodah a whole week? What does he have to do in the 6 days of the week? What is his avodah? The Sasemis talks about a nekuda that we have to realize what this nekuda is. And maybe we'll understand a little bit on a different level our avodah of the 6 days of the week. And we'll say a few remozim on that avodah of the 6 days of the week and the avodah of Shabbos Kodesh. There's two dargas. There's a darga of Asei Ritzeincha Kiritzeincha, which means 50-50. Do as much as you do your Ritzein, do the Eibishter's Ritzein. That means Shutfis. One is Shutfis, the Eibishter, have a Gof, have a Nefesh. It's a 50-50 thing. Asei Ritzeincha Kiritzeincha. Do the Eibishter's Ritzein as much as you do your own Ritzein. Not less. That's the avodah of Yemei HaMaaseh. In Mea Maisa, a person has a koyach to be a shutif kaviyochel 50-50. That's the avoid of shutfis of Yemea Maisa. To show you that Yemea Maisa have something to do with shutfis, the 6 days of the week. The 6 days of the week are composed of a yoim and a laila. They're composed of a yoim and a laila. Laila is 75, yoim is 56, so together they're 131. Six times 131 is 786 to the Matri Yeshutif. That's the avodah of 6 days a week. 6 days a week, you have to make shutvis with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Not a shutif that you forgive for your goof 80% and the Rebbeinu Shalom 20%, or even shutvis 50-50. That's the avodah where Yid comes to the Heilige Shabbos. Comes like that to Shabbos. What does the Eibishter say? What's the next step? If I say Ritzayin Chom, then the Eibishter is Mavatul Yer Ritzayin Dachis, and the Eibishter makes that his Ratzon prevails. That's the Neshama Yesera. Shabbos, the Ratzon of the Eibishter is Yesera, as we learned yesterday in Sasemes. Yesera means it prevails. That Ratzon is completely in control on Shabbos. That's what you get a schus for that. L'chodoydi likras kala. Likras kala is exactly Begematria Shutif. Exactly 786. You want to know what you have l'chodoydi? You know why I'm prepared to Shabbos? You know what I did the whole week? Likras kala is Begematria, the avoid of the 6 days of the week. The avoid of the 6 days of the week of making a shutvit with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. If that's what you did, then you could say that you're a kala. Kaviyachol, you did what you had to do in the days of the week. You did as much as you can in the Yimei HaMaisa. You made a shutvit with the Eibishter Yimei HaMaisa. Then comes the Heilige Shabbos. You come the Shabbos, Pnei Shabbos, Pnei Kabbalah. You get the koyach of the Kedusha of Shabbos, the Neshama Yisera of Shabbos. That nerdik koyach that comes down on Shabbos. So it's a dachtema, a remed nifla on the avoida of the 6 days of the week and the avoida of a yid on Shabbos. That is their nekuda. We'll talk about it when we get to the next piska. We'll talk a little bit more about the inyan of shutfis and maybe on a higher level. Before we go away from lechadoidi lekraskala, there is much more to talk about lechadoidi lekraskala. But I want to talk a chiddush nifla of an Imre Emes, which will change our blick on what Shabbos is, on how much a yid is able to reach on Shabbos. We know that on Shabbos we elevate ourselves to Meridik and Madregis. Every yid believes it, every yid has a munah, that on Shabbos he elevates himself. To what degree do we elevate ourselves on Shabbos? Somewhat to a degree of before the chet. Somewhat a degree of before the chet of chet ha'egel. We go back to the matzav of Maimed Har Sinai. The Heilige Sasemes writes in Parshas Kisisa, then on Shabbos the Torah you learn you don't have shikha. Because just like before the chet there was no shikha ha'teira, the Gemara says in Masechtas Eirin lemeidim v'lo yoyishoykhin, so too on Shabbos Kedish there is no shikha. There's no shikha on Shabbos. I heard from the Rebbe the Leib Simcha, it says in Zmiris, Friday night, in Kol Mekadesh Shvi, it says, Zichru Teirat Moshe, B'mitzvah Shabbos Gerusa. So he touched with this Sosemes, Zichru Teirat Moshe. You want to remember Teirat Moshe? B'mitzvah Shabbos Gerusa. You learn it on Shabbos. If you learn it on Shabbos, it'll be Zichru Teirat Moshe. You'll remember the Torah that you learned Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos we go back to Matan Torah. Shabbos we go back to Matan Torah. So we go back, we get the Luchas back on Shabbos, Luchas Rishenes. We get the Ksarim back on Shabbos. Moira the Kedach happen on Shabbos. What a Yid is Zeicha on Shabbos. Now it says in the Emes in Parshas Nosa, Itof Reish Ayin. It says in Mechilte, Vayyo Yitzei Moishe Sa'om Lekras Elohim, Kechosom Lekras Kala. Moshe Rabbeinu took Klal Yisrael Lekras Elohim, Lechosom Kikras Akala. So in this medrash we are talking a different pchina. Okay, chosen the kasekala, kaviyachol, klal Yisrael was chosen, and the shchina gedoyshe was kala. We're talking now the other way. Kechosen the kras akala. Zog the imre emes. Shabbos gam kein nikras kala. Kemoshe kosev lechodoydi the kras kala. That's why Shabbos we get back to ksarim. Because Shabbos we have a shayches to that darga. Shabbos we go back to the Kiras Kala like Moshe Rabbeinu with Vayoytze Moshe, just like Moshe Rabbeinu took out the Om, the Kiras Alekim, Kechos on the Kiras Akala, as I yoichit le Chodoydi le Kiras Kala, touching the other way, Chodoydi means we should go out le Kiras Kala towards the Rebbeinu Shalom, like Moshe Rabbeinu took us out le Kiras Alekim, and then we are zoichit to that same Darga as the Luchas Rishainis. We are zoichit to that Darga of Luchas Rishainis, that we have back the whole Ksarim of Nasr and Nishma. That's why a Yid doesn't need, on Shabbos Tfilin. Because the Tfilin of Bamokim, the Ksarim of Nasr and Nishma. Shabbos, we don't need the Ksarim of Nasr and Nishma from the Tfilin, because we have the Ksarim with Shabbos alone. The Shabbos alone is the Keser, the Shabbos alone is what we need. So for that, we will, for this week, this week we will go away from the Chodoydi, the Kras Kala, So we'll go back to it again. We'll talk about other nekudos of lechadoidi leklas kala. We didn't go on the pasuk of neitzei hasada. The whole inyan of lechadoidi leklas kala is based on a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. It's based on a pasuk neitzei hasada leklas kala. We'll talk about that a different time, why Shabbos is called neitzei hasada. For now, we will go a little bit to the first piska that Rav Shlomo Alkabetz was yaseid. Shomer v'zocher v'divei echad hishmi'onu keilam yuchad Hashem echad u'shmoy echad l'shem u'l'siferes u'l'sihiva. The problem with this is that we say things and we don't think. If we would start thinking, we would see that we don't understand one word in this whole piska. We don't understand one thing. Let's go to Bislach. First of all, nobody should think Rav Shlomo Alkabetz changed things because it had to fit and had to rhyme and had to have a Rosh HaTevis. Why do you put Shomer before Zocher? Chazal said Zocher v'Shomer v'Dibbe Echad Nemru. Not Shomer v'Zocher v'Dibbe Echad Nemru. Why does he say Shomer v'Zocher v'Dibbe Echad? So every Nar will tell me because he needed a Shein for Shloima. So that's why he put the Shein first. If that's the reason, then we don't need to say that capital, because he doesn't make a shear just that it should stim. There has to be a pnimius, an inyan, why it says shomer, and then zocher. Why Chazal say zocher b'shomer v'dibbe echad, and why Reb Shlomo Alkabetz found it noitik to write shomer v'zocher b'dibbe echad. That's the first nekuda that we're going to bring out on the simplest of eifanim. What means Shomer v'Zocher b'Dibbe Echad? Meaning to say that we have two chalokim in Shabbos. One chalok in Shabbos is Shomer, one chalok in Shabbos is Zocher. What does it mean Shomer and what means Zocher? Shomer, Chazal tell us, is Loisesa, Zocher is Mitzesesa. Meaning there's two chalokim in Shabbos. There's the Shomer of Shabbos, the love of Shabbos, to watch not to do what you shouldn't do on Shabbos. There's the Zocher of Shabbos. There's a greater Madrega in Shabbos, the Madrega of Zocher, of remembering the Shabbos. It says in Chazal, a very hard Chazal to understand, that a person thinks, Shema l'ra'atchem nosati lachem et ha-Shabbos. Maybe you'll think that I gave you the Shabbos l'ra'atchem. I gave you the Shabbos for bad. How could you ever have a minute that Eibishter that gave Shabbos l'ra'atchem? What kind of have a minute that the Shabbos was given for the tachlis of l'ra'atchem? You know what it means? Shema l'ra'aschem nisati l'chem es ha-Shabbos. Let us see what we gain from Shomer, and let us see what we gain from Zocher. We gain from Shomer when we stay away from bad from Shabbos. When we get away from bad from Shabbos, we gain that the whole bad goes away from us. In Kigavno, which we will learn in Mi'aretz Hashem, it says in Kigavno, Kol dilim isabremino, kulen arken, they all run away, all the ra runs away. Where does that come from? In the schus of Shomer, the Eibishter watches on us. As much as we watch ourselves on Shabbos, that's how much Shmira we have on Shabbos. That would be the Havamina that's Kedusha Shabbos. It's a Murid the Kezach. Shema Toimer, the Ra'atchem Nasati Lachem Ezra Shabbos. All I gave you the Shabbos was to take care of the bad, to push away all the bad. That's what I gave you the Shabbos for. That's the touch of Shema l'ra'aschem, Dr. Shem Shmuel. Maybe I only gave you the Shabbos for Shomer. That's what I gave you the Shabbos for. Dr. Eibishter, no. I gave you the Shabbos l'tevaschem. What does it mean l'tevaschem? What does Zocher bring? What does Zocher bring? You know what Zocher brings? Zocher, is a Shabbos, brings the oinig of men oilam haba. The schar of Mishomer is the Eibishter takes away that you shouldn't have the things that take, that don't let you have Olam Haba. From Zocher you get Olam Haba. So like this, in Dibris Rishaynos, Yidin were on the Madrega of Zocher. The Madrega of Zocher. So what does it mean Zocher v'Shomer v'Dibbe Echad Nemru? That from the Zocher they automatically had the Shomer, because in the Zocher lies the Shomer. That means the Zocher was made Olam Haba. And it lied that you had no kesher to the Shomer, you had no kesher to the Ra. So the Shomer was included in the Zocher. In Dibris Achreinois, the Seder goes the other way. Shomer v'Zocher v'Dibir Echad. You have to do the Shomer. In the Schar that you do the Shomer, and you take out the bad from you, then you are Zeicha, that you can get the Zocher. So first starts with the Shomer. In Dibris Achreinois, you don't start with the Zocher, you start with the Shomer.
So that's why Rav Shlomo Kalbetz changed it. However, when Chazal talk about the Dibris Rishonos, Chazal tell us Zocher v'Shomer v'Dibrei Chachamim. You start from the Zocher, and the Zocher is automatically has it in the Koyach of Shomer to protect you from all the Ra. When it comes over the Dar, the after Luchas Rishonos. If you lost the Madrega, you're coming now from the other side, you have already Ra in yourself. You can't start with Zocher. You can start with Zocher and not a clay kibble for it. What then is the Koyach of Kibble? The Koyach of Kibble is first Ra'aschem. First take care of the bad. First do Shomer. And through that Shomer, you will have the Koyach of Zocher. So that's the reason why it says Shomer v'Zocher. V'Dibur Echad and not Zocher v'Shomer. That is the reason, the simple reason, to explain it and to have a little bit of an asoda, what means Shomer v'Zocher V'Dibur Echad. But we have to realize V'Dibur Echad is still now V'Dibur Echad. As much as you have Shomer, you have Zocher. That means V'Dibur Echad. It goes together. The Shomer and the Zocher are one. You start with the Shomer gives you the Zocher. Thus it's Shomer v'Zocher V'Dibur Echad. Now let us understand more. We have to go and understand what means Shomer v'Zocher v'Dibur Echad Ishmionu Kelam Yuchad Hashem Echad Ushmay Echad. The touch of Hashem Echad Ushmay Echad, we will go today only a little bit into this Piska. The Ezes Hashem, next time we will try to finish it. For now we will understand what means Hashem Echad Ushmay Echad. The Gemara tells us that La'osid Lovay will be Hashem Echad Ushmay Echad. What does it mean that La'osid Lovay will be Hashem Echad Ushmay Echad? And what does it mean the Shmay Echad? What is the Nekuda of Hashem Echad and the Nekuda of Shmay Echad? The Gemara tells us Loika Eilam Azeh Eilam Abba Eilam Azeh Ani Nechter V'Havaya V'Nikira V'Alev Dalet Nun Yud. In this world it says Yud Kei Vav Kei, and you say Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Ula Osid Ani Nechta V'Nikira, I will say and I will read Havaya. Meaning like this, we will explain it on the easiest oifen that we can understand it, and maybe two oifanim that we can understand it. We'll leave the tzlach for next. First we'll explain it on a little bit of deeper oifen. We know that everything in this world we have to be afraid of. The koiches achitzenim, the koiches ara, shouldn't take from us. What is the etzer for that? The etzer for that is we have to hide things. The more we are in Golus, the more things have to be hidden. The reason why we can't say Shem Havaya in Golus is besides that we're not on the Madrigas to say Shem Havaya in Golus. There's a different reason why we don't say Shem Havaya in Golus. Because if we'll say Shem Havaya in Golus, the Chitzonim will have an Achiz on it. So we hide it. We say only Adna in Golus. We only say Aleph Dalet Nun Yud in Golus. We can't express the full Nekuda of its Galus Hashem in Golus, because that is Galus Hashem is bigger than the Madrigas, and therefore the Chitzonim could take from it. So we hide it. But La'os is when it will be beer around the world, if it will be beer around the world, then we won't be a kitrig on the world. So then it will be Ruach Toma Avim and Aretz, then it will be Hashem Echad Ushmay Echad. Then we will be able to say Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. That is the Nekuda. One way to explain it. When a person realizes that Shabbos is Me'en Olam Haba, when Shabbos is Me'en Olam Haba, that's exactly what Rav Shlomo Kalbetz is telling us. Rav Shlomo Kalbetz wants to tell you should realize what Shabbos is all about. Hishmi onu elam yuchad Hashem echad ushmay echad. The Eibishter gives us on Shabbos to understand. Hishmi onu shmir is from Loshen havona. Shmir doesn't mean to hear. Shmir means havona. Shmir could mean loishmirli kolayma loisvirli, the Gemara says. You'll be able to understand that Hashem Echad Ushmay Echad. Of course you won't be able to bring it out, but in the Dargo of Shmiya is Emuna. The Heilige Dibur Chaim tells us Ria is one Madrega. Shmiya means I believe. I can't see it, it's not Behirut, but I have it in the Dargo of Shmiya. La'osid Hashem Echad Ushmay Echad will be in Ria. Today in Shabbos, which is Me'en Olam Haba, in Emuna in Shabbos I have Olam Haba. In Riyah I don't have Olam Haba. In Chush I don't have Olam Haba. Or in Dargis HaShmiyah of Shabbos, I have Olam Haba. Shabbos, we have the Koyach of Shmiyah. We said already more than once that it says in Yerushalmi, Shmaya Tishma Bekoili Rosh Teva Shabbos. Shabbos is Shmiya, because Shabbos is Amunah. The Amunah of Yira Shabbos is such a Dargah of Amunah that you have Amunah in the Dargah, like Reb Chaskel used to say, Amunah Bechush. Amunah, that's such a strong Amunah that you feel the Hashem Echad Ushmaya Echad. Hishmi'anu Keilam Yuchad. He gives us to hear, He gives us to understand, He gives us to have an Asagah. In Hashem Echad Ushmaya Echad. Azoi Gerois is the Heilige Shabbos. Azoi Gerois is the Heilige Shabbos. That we have that Asaga in Hashem Echad Ushmaya Echad. That's what it says. That is Hishmi'anu. Hishmi'anu. We need a very big, we need a long explanation, also not for now, why it says Keil. Why it says Shmi'anu Keilam Yuchad. If you realize that on Shabbos we're very busy with the Shem Keil. Here we say the Shem Keil. Shabbos morning, Keil Oder Al Kol HaMasen. Look, Keil Asher Shabbos. There must be a reason why we say Keil. The Bnei Sotcha talks about it. Others talk about it. We will still come back to that. But the Etzem Metzius that it says here, the Etzem Metzius that it says here, it tells us, Shomer V'Zocher V'Dibbe Echad. So we touch the Shmi'anu Keilam Yuchad goes on down. Not Shomer V'Zocher V'Dibbe Echad, Shmi'anu Keilam Yuchad. We'll touch it that way also. But now, for now, we touch that the Shmi'anu Keilam Yuchad goes down, Hashem Echad U'Shmaya Echad. The Eibishter was mashmir to us that we should have a Havona and an Asaga and an Emuna in Hashem Echad U'Shmaya Echad. Because that is what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos is about Achdus HaBeirei. Shabbos is the Yom of Emunah. Yom of Emunah. That's why the Eibishter said Shomer and Zocher on Shabbos. No other mitzvah did the Eibishter say a double lashon. Shomer and Zocher. Why do I need such a warning on Shabbos? Because since Emunah is the yisoid of the whole Torah, since the Emunah is the yisoid of everything, Boch HaBakuk V'imidah Alachas Talik B'Emunosa Yichya, the Eibishter showed you that the Emunah is the sheresh of everything. Because Shabbos is Emunah, so it's Shomer V'Zocher. Maybe we'll learn a whole new pshat in the Gamsa Piska. Shomer V'Zocher B'Dibur Echad. Why? Why Shomer V'Echad? You know why? Because Hishmi'anu Keilam Yuchad Ad Hashem Echad Hishmai Echad. Because Shabbos is telling you the Achdus HaBeirei. And if Shabbos is telling you the Achdus HaBeirei, Rosa the Shabbos, Rosa the Echad, Shabbos is the side of Echad, of realizing Achdus HaBeirei. So that's why Shomer V'Zocher B'Dibur Echad. So now we have a explanation in the whole thing. Shomer V'Zocher B'Dibur Echad. Why two Lashonos are one thing? Why do we need both? Because Hishmi'anu Keilam Yuchad Hashem Echad Ushmai Echad. Shabbos the Eibishter is teaching us the Yisoides HaEmunah. And for that Yisoides HaEmunah, you have to watch not to be Mesiach Das of it. Shomer V'Zocher, you have to warn you that should be Shomer and Zocher, because Emunah is something that needs a constant basis of reminding yourself. Thus is Shomer V'Zocher B'Dibur Echad. Hishmi'anu Keilam Yuchad Hashem Echad Ushmai Echad. Shabbos teaches you the Achdus HaBeirei. Shabbos teaches you the Achdus HaBeirei. We'll say over a word now, even though we're going to learn Kigavna later, but we'll say over a word the Kivert. In Kigavna we see that in Aramish, Shabbos is with an Aleph, Shabso. In Aramish, the Shabbos was either on an Aleph. Why? It says in Sfarim, I don't remember where it says, but one of Talmid of Hashem, a tire word. In Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The Targum touches Chad. So there's missing an Aleph. So that Aleph, Shabbos is Maslim in the Shabbosah. Shabbos is Maslim the Aleph. Beautiful word. But the word has to have a hashpo, has to have a meaning. It's nice just to say a word. Here it's missing an Aleph. So you replace an Aleph. Marash. So you're playing with the Alephs. What do you have from it? It means like this. It means the Targum is telling you, Targum is what you have in a Sogan, that the Echad is missing. You don't feel the whole Echad. You can't have the whole Echad. The Echad in Targum, it doesn't come out in the Tardema. The Arizal tells us Targum is Begematria Tardema. The world is in a Tardema, in a sleep. And in that sleep, you don't see the Achdus HaBeirei completely. It's missing the Aleph. It's somewhat missing. Shabbos gives you back that Aleph. That's what it lies in it. It's not Stam Avert. Because Shabbos gives you back that Achdus HaBeirei. Shabbos gives you back that koyach to realize the Achdus HaBeirei. So zok tayid, that Shishmi'anu Keilam Yuchad, Hashem Echad, Ushmai Echad, the Eibishter was mashmi'as, the nekuda of Achdus HaBeirei, that a Yid should say after Sabari, I won't say a word, which I think maybe with the Matana B'Shas Maisa, so I'm allowed to say it over again. He says, Ashtikol Matana Akoponim. We say in Keser Shabbos, we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We say Shema Yisrael. We know that the reason is because the Goyim didn't let them say Kirishma, so they gambled the Raina Kirishma then. The Goyim didn't know they were going to say Kirishma then. Obviously, like Nochepis. Shabbos Adam Miyuchet, the Kirishma that you don't say a whole week. So don't Nocha Kirishma Shabbos, because the Emunah Shabbos is on a higher level. That's that Nu Emunah of Hashem Echod, Shema Echod, and the Eno Ilum Habadik Emunah. Zoktaid Nocha Shema Yisrael. A Shabbos Dik Shema Yisrael. A Gandu Andu Shema Yisrael. A Shirai for Shema Yisrael. That's the Eno Ilum Habadik is Tzvilus HaMusif. Because Tzvilus HaMusif is the suffer from Shabbos. It's the highest point in the Tzvilus Shabbos in a Givis in the Kuda. And there you come to that Agakara of that B'yuchadike, I'achdus HaBeira, that he deserves, and Hashem Echad, Ushmai Echad.